Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting tshuva, actually two tshuvas, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, for anyone who wants to check it out, in the new Shut Minchas Asher, with regard to emergency personnel responding to cases of emergencies on Shabbos. Really more of like an hour discussion, but here's the four-minute version. Sometimes in a case where they think it might be a larger incident, they may dispatch more than one team, more than one ambulance or fire truck or police car, whatever the case may be. And sometimes it happens that the first people on the scene realize that there's not really a need for anybody else. So the question is, should they radio in to the others who are on their way? You know, no need to come. We don't really need you. What's the issue? Radioing in is a violation of an issur d'rabbanan, and that will prevent the other people who are responding, assuming, of course, they're all Jews, from violating various issurei d'oraisa in driving to the scene of the incident. So would we say that the first people on the scene should violate the issur d'rabbanan to save the others from violating various issurim d'oraisa? So this is a pretty large topic, but there are basically two approaches in the Rishonim to this issue. Does a person sin to save his friend from a bigger Aveira? One view says one only does so. The Gemara seems to indicate that under certain circumstances one would do so. What are those circumstances? So one view in Tosa says that one only would do so if you're responsible for the fact that he's going to commit the larger Aveira. If you're not responsible for that fact, then you don't commit an Issur d'Rabbanan even to save him from violating Issur d'Oraisa. The Rashba agrees and even applies this in a, I think, somewhat surprising fashion. He has a case of Rahman al-Tlan, a person's daughter, is basically kidnapped in order to by non-Jews to convince her to convert. So he says, you know, you want to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save her from an Aveira of converting out of Judaism? I don't know. It's not your fault that she's doing the Aveira, so you can't commit one Aveira to save her from her Aveira. The other view in Tosis is that you can do so. You can commit the Aveira to save the other person from the larger Aveira as long as it's not his fault that he's committing the Aveira. So, for example, in the case that we just mentioned, Beis Yosef, who accepts Tosis' view, says, of course, you're mechuyev to go ahead and be mechal Shabbos in order to save that girl from that predicament. In a situation like the Gemara discusses in Shabbos, where a person put dough into the oven and taking it out is an issur d'rabbanan, if you don't take it out, he'll violate the malacha of ofer when the bread is baked. So in that case, it's his fault that he's violating the malacha. So you don't save him by committing the issur d'rabbanan. So who do we pass the next to the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simin Shin Vav says, like that second opinion in Tosus, that as long as it's not the person's fault that he's violating the Aveira, you can violate the issur d'rabbanan to save him from the issur d'oraisa. So in our case, that would seem to be the halacha, that it's not the people who are responding to the emergency, it's not their fault that they are responding and driving on Shabbos unnecessarily. They think they're going to do pikuach nefesh. It's not their fault, so therefore you would radio in to tell them not to come. Nonetheless, he quotes that several of the great poskim of our times, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev and Rav Osner, said that that's not the case, that they would tell the first person on the scene not to radio in and tell the other people not to come. It's not comparable to the discussion of Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavercha. Why is that? So you say, they say, we have the following halacha in Simin Shin Chav Ches. Let's say we need something to get done for Pikuach Nefesh, to save someone who's in a desperate situation. And 10 people go ahead and do it, thinking that they're going to save his life. So the first person saves his life. And the other 9 people, what do? So halacha is that that's not considered Chil Shabbos. They're not chayv for that. And in fact, it's considered like a mitzvah. So these posts can write, okay, well, in this case, they are responding to an emergency. They think it's pikuach nefesh. They're doing their mitzvah. So you can't go ahead and radio in and violate Nisa Derabbanan to save them from a bigger Aveira. There is no bigger Aveira. What they're doing is actually a mitzvah. So therefore, do not radio in and tell them not to come. So Rav Asher Weiss, interestingly enough, he disagrees with this, with all these posts. And he writes, that's not the case. What does it mean that a person who violates a malacha in order to try to save someone, and it turns out it was unnecessary, that it's like a mitzvah? He says it's not that the action is an action of a mitzvah. The action is an action of Chil Shabbos, b'shogeg, or Chil Shabbos b'ones. But there is an action of Chil Shabbos involved. It's like a mitzvah. You get schar in the sense that you try to do a mitzvah, a great mitzvah. And you were supposed to do that. So that's great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava tova lemaisa. Person tries to do a great mitzvah, so Hashem considers that as though you did a great mitzvah. So you get schar for the machshava, but the actual action is a maisa aveira. And therefore, he says the discussion that we had before would be applicable, and one would violate the issur d'rabbanan. One would radio in order to stop them from doing various masim of malacha on Shabbos, which is a maisa aveira, even though they're not held accountable for it. Have a wonderful day, and please remember to.